time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too terrible. 30 degrees outside. That forecast just keeps hanging in there for us.
Yeah.
I like it.
Not bad at all.
No. It looks like we're going to run through the month of January without any real issues whatsoever.
Yeah.
For weather. Now, how often does that happen?
Yeah.
We had a nice, warm, mild winter a few years back, but of course, we can all recall a few nasty ones, too. Thing is, we don't typically remember very often the easy ones.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
We tend to be creatures that like to suffer to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. We love to be able to tell stories that are worse than other people's stories.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the way we are. So sometimes we kind of, it seems like we gripe about it a lot, but I think for reasons just to satisfy our own storytelling abilities, we like to have those nasty ones.
You know, though, if you think back, and it's not that far, November stunk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had about a 2-week stretch in November where we had a couple of snowfalls, really the only snowfalls we've had this year, and some cold weather. And we did have a little cold stretch in December for a week or so, but... But largely, it's...
Oh, believe me, it was longer than that, I know, working on furnaces.
Well, it depends on your perspective, I guess. What is cold, you know? Well, when you talk about seasonable, you know, seasonal averages and stuff, yeah, you know, it's not too bad. I mean, we're 30 degrees outside here at 7:30 in the morning, and I'm not sure the high is supposed to be 30 degrees this time of the year.
Yeah. So, yeah,
it's
pretty close to that.
Bad. Yeah. Not too bad. Well... All that said, are you still selling furnaces?
We're still selling.
Hey, it's only 30 outside. You
That's
still
right.
need
still
to warm
have
the
a
house.
Furnace,
That's
yeah.
right.
Yep.
Tell us about Camblin.
Trust is not a thing of the past at Camblin. And Camblin Plumbing and Heating proves that every day. We know that there are contractors out there that unfortunately seem to take every advantage they can, not only in pricing, but also in quality and professionalism they use in installations. Since 1918, Camblin Plumbing and Heating has been insisting that our technicians are up to date on technology, quality of different products, and efficient ways to take care of your problems and desires. I promise that we will be fair and give you the best value possible for your home or business. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. How's the new one? Still good? Still getting along fine?
Still good. Doing good. Healthy boy. So. That's all I can ask for.
Probably get a different story if I asked how Mom and Dad are doing.
Yeah, it's going all right.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is, right? I saw something not too long ago. It was kind of a little short clip, and it was kind of a cartoon thing, and I think I've seen a commercial like that, too. It's like the first child.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, nobody touches it, you know, mm-hmm. nothing, you know, not going to let anything happen. It's basically a kid in a bubble, you know, mm-hmm. nothing, not a germ's going to get to the child. And then by the second child, it's like, oh, okay, you're at the auto shop and some guy with greasy hands just worked on your car and you're trying to write a check. It's like, here, hold this, will you? Mm-hmm. Hold this kid, would you? All of a sudden, your perspective changes a little bit. You know, you get a little bit nervous about what you expose them to and what should happen and... you know, how many germs do I allow them? And, you know, we've always kind of joked that, you know, back in our day, you know, it's good to take the kid outside and rub it in the dirt or let us go do it ourselves, which we were pretty good at, you know, because you got to be exposed to a certain amount of germs. That's how you build up your immunity. And we think we're doing a pretty good job of that. But, you know, gosh, Brett can attest to this. How many homes do you walk in that are airtight anymore?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, we're so concerned about efficiency and all this kind of stuff that, you know, we don't open windows. Not even in the summertime, you know, you never open windows anymore. You just let the air conditioner do its thing. And, you know, sometimes we're just not exposed to as many germs as we perhaps should be in a safe way so that we continue to build up immunity with our systems and stuff. But, you know, this time of the year, we're all locked up tight anyway. And not only on that, we're all on top of each other at different types of events at school, at work, and we don't spread out as much as we do when the weather's nice. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago we had Dr. Raval here from the Cass County Memorial Hospital talking a little bit about the flu and the flu season and stuff. But, you know, all the things that you deal with the flu and colds and upper respiratory ailments and things that you get this time of the year, it's really quite simple in your daily life and routine to take care of things. We kind of touched on some of the simple things like covering your cough and all those kinds of things. But, you know, the Red Cross throws out some really simple things in your daily life. If you just pay attention, because sometimes we just kind of skate through the day and we don't really pay attention to all the details of our lives. We just go through the big things. But parents, teachers, you know, they all know one thing. Children especially have a way of picking up colds and other illnesses at school and in some places that you probably would never even think about. But so it's important to teach kids and probably teach ourselves along the way too to adopt some healthy habits to try to prevent the spread of some of those germs that make us ill. You know, avoid sharing objects like utensils, cups, and bottles. Now, that sounds pretty easy on the surface, but stop and think about that. You cook soup at home?
Yep.
You see where I'm going? Do you ever think, oh, I should test it, see if it's hot enough on the stove, and you drop a spoon into it real quick and take a taste and set the spoon aside, and maybe a little bit later on, the wife comes by and thinks, oh, maybe I should take a taste and see if it's good. You know, what are you doing? You're sharing all those germs. Yeah, so many little things like that. You know, how many times are things washed, too? Do you just go through the motions when it comes time to do the dishes, or do you actually put hot, soapy water? Hot. Not warm, not, oh, well, it never warmed up at all, so it's just chilled, but, you know, hot, soapy water. So how often do you really clean things down? So you want to avoid some of those things. We mentioned that cover your mouth and nose. It's not just covering it, but, you know, if you keep tissues close by, if you're in that kind of a position, too, if you're not feeling real well, keep some tissues in your pocket or something. Because when you cough and sneeze, you also want to wash your hands afterward. How many times do you wash your hands during the course of the day? I suppose in large measure, it depends on what you do for a living, too. Some cases where you guys end up in the plumbing and heating business, it's not worth washing your hands for a while.
Well, or they use a lot of latex gloves.
Well, that's true. Yeah. But yeah, if you know, if you're in a situation where you're sneezing and whatever else, you know, they talk about sneezing into your elbow or upper arm, things like that, not into your hands if you don't have tissues handy. But you know, make a habit of washing your hands a little bit more often, especially in the cold weather months. It doesn't take very long. You should be washing your hands every time you wander to the restroom anyway. And then use hot, soapy water. But also keep your hands away from your eyes, nose, and mouth. Because those are places where germs enter your body. I always thought it was kind of tough for people that wear contact lenses. Because you have your eye, your fingers in your eyes a couple of times a day at least. And, you know, it just seems like you're just so much more susceptible to those types of things. And they really talk so much about hand washing, too. I mean, it's such a simple solution, but it does really work in getting rid of and keeping you germ-free. But proper and consistent hand washing, it's one of the easiest ways to prevent the spread of the flu or the colds. So especially with young kids, teach them by example. Show them proper hand washing technique. You know, wet the hands with water, apply an amount of soap that's recommended by the manufacturer to your hands, use hot water, warm water, don't scald yourself, but use hot water, rub your hands together vigorously for at least 20 seconds, and make sure you cover all the surfaces of your hands. Now, that includes everything. Pay attention to fingernails. And another thing, too, is surfaces where jewelry is worn, because that's where germs can get in and underneath, too. So if you're going to be washing your hands, make sure you do a very thorough job. And then rinse them with water afterward. And then when you're done, here's kind of some of the most important stuff, too. After you're done washing your hands, especially if you're in a, like a public restroom or something like that, because you know how many people are using that, and you have no idea what they've been doing. But dry your hands thoroughly with a disposable towel or those hand dryers and things, stuff like that. But then use the towel to turn off the faucet. It might be a wise thing to do as well before you throw that towel away, because again, people are walking in there and turning it on before they ever wash their hands, and you don't know what all's there. You know, it's funny, you think about the restroom situation though. If you walk into a public restroom, how many things have you touched along the way? You touch the handle on the door to open the door, you go in, and when it comes time to wash your hands, then you're touching the faucet. If you got a hand dryer in there, well, you have to hit the button to turn it on, and some of them are just automatic. You put your hand under, and they turn on automatically. And then you're grabbing the door handle on your way out again. Mm-hmm. You know, did everybody wash their hands?
No.
I mean, you don't want to become a germaphobe necessarily either, where you don't want to become, you know, the boy in the bubble. But, you know, you just think about how many things you're trying to do the best you can. Is everybody else? Maybe, maybe not. So, you know, you want to be aware of those things. Now, if you're dealing with younger children who tend to rush through things like brushing their teeth, washing their hands, you know, all those kinds of things, if you're a parent, you've been through all that stuff. They don't want to spend a lot of time doing those things. Then they suggest having them sing a short song. Get them used to singing like Row, Row, Row Your Boat or the Happy Birthday song or something like that, because that'll ensure that they wash their hands for at least 20 seconds. And then by placing hand-washing reminders at the children's eye level, it also helps them become consistent hand washers. Got griped at all the time for not doing that when we were kids. Washing your hands, brushing your teeth before bed, all those kinds of things that mom and dad used to make you do. You remember what it was like. Just think back. You weren't a perfect child. I know you want to think you were. You were not a perfect child. It took a little positive parenting to get you where you are today, so you kind of have to do those same things. But, you know, if you get them started with good habits early on, then you can kind of avoid some of this stuff, because when you do get colds and flu that come into your household, where does it usually come from? Most likely school. The kids brought it home with them. It's usually where it happens. Sometimes work. But if you can teach those kids to do the right things and keep themselves germ-free as best as possible this time of the year, it certainly does help to keep some of those nasties out of the household. Isn't that fun when everybody in the household is sick?
No.
Who's going to take care of you? Who's going to make your soup?
Well, at least leave the stove or the spoon off the stove.
Yeah, just don't stick that soup spoon in your mouth, right? Very good. Brett, tell us more about Camblin's.
Rinnai water heaters give you limitless hot water and the best efficiency available for your home. Camblin Plumbing and Heating has put in several of these across the area, and with our experience, we can tell you that the payback is there. These water heaters will give you much more hot water at less energy cost and take up much less room in your utility room. With a direct vent system it uses, it will also give you one less appliance going up your chimney and deteriorating it. Give us a call to get a free estimate in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in the Harlan area at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes to us from George Washington. It's better to be alone than in bad company.
Or in company with people who have illness.
Yeah.
Yeah, see? It all ties right back together, huh?
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah, keep yourself healthy. I know I was down for a day or two or three or four or something like that with the cold and upper, well, I had blockhead syndrome, you know, when your head just feels like a big concrete block. It's just not that much fun. You know, days are supposed to be fun. Life's supposed to be enjoyable. It's just not much fun when you're dragging yourself through it. So stay as healthy as you can. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.